I'd like to bring this meeting of House Fisheries to order. Today is Thursday, March 28th. It is approximately 10:05. And President Representative Olson, Representative Christ Tompkins, Representative Heron, and myself, Chair Seaton. This time I want to remind everybody to turn off their cell phones. And also, as we do questions and answers, make sure that we go through the chair. And this morning, we're going to hold a confirmation hearing for Reed Morisky for the Alaska Board of Fisheries. And we appreciate you attending in person. And Mr. Morisky, would you care to come forward? Thank you very much. And procedures we'll be using is we'll ask you to introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself, why you're running to serve on the Board of Fisheries, and then we will have questions from the members, and then there'll be public testimony. And appreciate, like I say, your attendance in person. So would you go ahead and introduce yourself for the record, and then go ahead with your introduction.
Okay, my name is Reed J. Morisky, Fairbanks, Alaska. And the reason I'm getting involved in the Board of Fish is because I believe that there's a lot of good work to do there, and that Alaska's fisheries are at a crossroads, and they're sustainable, but there's some tough decisions ahead, and I believe that I can be reasonable and rational and take all the information that is out there and glean some additional information and make the decisions necessary to maintain what we have.
Thank you very much. And your background, can you kind of fill us in on your background?
Okay, my background is I came up to Alaska in 1981 and been over 30 years in Alaska here. I've been a sport fishing guide, owner and guide for 28 some years. I have a family member in commercial fishing who's been in Alaska longer than I have. And I've learned a lot from him, and we've learned a lot from each other, you might say. But and then I've worked for the university for over 20 years. I've worked in the construction industry for many years prior to that, a couple years on the slope, a couple years at the refinery at Fairbanks as a manager out there, and So been on a board in Fairbanks for the volunteer fire department, worked through some issues up there that we had. And so when I followed fisheries industries over the years in Alaska, and although I live in Fairbanks, I think I'm pretty well-rounded for overall fisheries issues.
Thank you. Are there questions, Representative Heron?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Mr. Morisky. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. I represent a 1,700 mile long district in western Alaska, from Bethel to the end of the chain, and especially on the river systems, Chinook salmon is real important to western Alaska. So, do you? From all indications, yes, you are going to be, if confirmed, you are going to be a fair and considerate board member. But though this charge may be unfair to the Department of Fish and Game, but a lot of people in West Alaska, in the Arctic, on the Yukon, and on the Kuskokwim, think that the department has mismanaged badly those fisheries. Do you have any idea how you might be able to help turn that around?
Well, that is a very interesting statement, and I've heard that. I've studied that, and I'm learning about that. There's some issues that have to be gone through on that. So working with the university, I have a project in Bethel. I was out in Bethel the day that the fishermen had an issue with enforcement out there, you might say, and I know people in Bethel, and I know what that means to them out there. So back to the fish and game management, there's a lot of work to do there as far as parsing that out and how that relates to Alaska fisheries, both the genetic studies and escapement goals and whatnot. So,
Ribbon and Heron, follow up.
One more follow up. Sir, if you are confirmed and seated on the Board of Fish, I would ask you on behalf of my constituents that you take a very careful but critical eye to my statement. But that's not my own personal opinion. People in the Arctic, the entire Yukon, and the Kuskokwim River drainages see that there is a serious problem, and I hope that you can, if confirmed, can help address that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Representative Olson.
Well, welcome, first off, and you're either a masochist or a dedicated public servant. I'm not sure which yet, but to expand on what Representative Heron said, the sentiments in his area are also shared by the upper and lower Cook Inlet drainages. We have some significant problems with fish and game that are ongoing and have been. I've lived on the Kenai River since 1982, and if I see a happy ending to this before I die, it'll be a miracle. But not only allocation issues, choice of equipment. I mean, we have radar that have some serious flaws, or sonar, any number of issues. But keep an open mind. I mean, we've got problems statewide.
Representative Christompkins.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. You have a brother that's a commercial fisherman in Southeast, is
yes.
That correct? And if you are confirmed and serve on the Board of Fish, are you aware that you'd have to declare a conflict of interest regarding
commercial? I have declared that in all of my information. I declare that at the beginning of each meeting on the record.
Is it declared on your application?
Yes, bottom first page.
And while we're reading there, I want to recognize that we've been joined by Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's one less fire in the building.
Good.
You extinguished it?
It's gone.
I passed the ambulances coming in from the airport.
Oh, great. There'll be more.
I just wanted to reconcile that.
And Representative Christompkins.
And when a proposal is put forth in front of you, Mr. Murski, what would be your immediate criteria or priorities for considering that proposal on the Board of Fish?
Well, to be fair to everyone in the state and to not unduly harm the resource, to be respectful of future generations, be respectful of all user groups.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I presume that you're aware that, I mean, from the questions here, that Chinook salmon has been a huge issue. Just for information, I attended both the AYK Sustainable Salmon Initiative meeting in December, at which there was reports back from the scientists that were investigating the seven identified reasons for Chinook salmon being down, and then also the gap analysis, and just conveying information. I was very pleased with the Arctic Yukon Kuskokwim, because they actually did science. They said, what's the problem? We have these theories now. They went out to test those theories, developed information to say whether those were significant drivers or not. Okay. And as opposed to what we've got with the gap analysis is just kind of not testing anything. It's like, well, what don't we know? So we'll go out and spend a bunch of money to find out pieces. But mm-hmm. when you just have data on the board, it doesn't test a theory. So I would hope if you're confirmed on the Board of Fish, that as things go forward, you ask critical questions, so that if people are proposing science, that's actually going to give us answers instead of just more information, because we often think that information is the answer, and information isn't the answer. But there was, I suggest to you, if you're confirmed, that you definitely look at that, the reports from the Sustainable Salmon Initiative from the AYK, because testing those theories gave back some really good information on what were significant and discrediting some ideas, some of those theories that weren't significant answers. And so I hope, you know, we look at that going forward. And also I wanted to make sure that you are aware that this committee has been very concentrating on Chinook and looking at unintended bycatch mortalities.
Yes.
And we passed a resolution out of this committee to ask for the North Pacific Council to drastically lower those significant amounts of Chinook salmon, especially in light of the Bering Sea bycatch now being 73% in the 2011 genetic sample coming from Western Alaska stocks, not from hatchery stocks from elsewhere.
Right.
And then also we as a committee, and I hope that you will, if you're confirmed on the Board of Fisheries, look at all the unintended bycatch. And we also passed out a request or a bill requiring barbless hooks to be used. And the data that we had was it's about 8% mortality, release mortality in a catch and release fishery with barbed hooks, and that's lowered by about 3.5%, so almost half if you use barbless hooks. So I hope that as you go forward, you will look not only at one particular user group, but all user groups to lower unintended mortality. So
yes. Yes.
I appreciate that, and I wanted to represent that we've been joined by Representative Gaddis and Representative Gaddis and Johnson of Mr. Marisky is for Board of Fish.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any questions at this point? We'll go to public testimony. Representative Johnson,
I ask every board member this same question. Why in the world would you want to jump into this frying pan?
Well, my wife and I are empty nesters now. Been in Alaska a while, and followed fisheries, and we have some serious issues going on with our fisheries, and I'm also concerned about the sustainability down the road for the fisheries. We have a great commercial fishery industry that I'd like to see maintain and be healthy. I eat seafood when I travel, buy seafood, and there's some changes going on in the environment that a lot of us don't understand, but through the board process, I think we can make some responsible decisions and keep the pain to the minimum, and yet have a good resource for not only us now, but down the road.
Follow-up, Representative Johnson.
You understand the job. You understand what it entails, and all the battles you're about to get into.
I do understand, and I'm understanding more after every meeting. And my shins are a little rough, but I can still get around pretty good. So,
And Mr. Chairman, I...
Representative Johnson.
I admire you for doing it. Thank you. I just want you to go in with your eyes open. And as long as you are, then I'm sure you'll do a great job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Seeing no other questions, at this time what we'll do is we'll open public testimony. And first of all, in the audience, we have Ricky Geese. Are you? Yes. Welcome. Would you put yourself on the record, introduce yourself, and go ahead with your testimony?
Good morning. My name is Ricky Geese. I'm the executive director of Kenai River Sport Fishing Association in Soldotna, Alaska. Thank you for the opportunity, Chair Seaton, to testify in front of the Board of the Fisheries Committee today. Here to voice support from our organization for Reed Mareski to the Board of Fisheries. He served on a couple meetings already. Through those meetings, we found him to be fair and balanced, easy to approach, reasonable, has the analytical skills to take all the various inputs, whether it's through public testimony, the committee process, board deliberations, written testimony, graphs, data, models. I think he has all the skills necessary to be a very good and qualified Board of Fisheries member.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you for your testimony. Appreciate that. We have Heath Hilliard. And welcome, and would you identify yourself and who you represent for the record, and go ahead with your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is Heath Hilliard. I'm the executive director of the Southeast Alaska Guides Organization based in Sitka, Alaska. And very similar to the comments from Mr. Geese, SEAGO firmly supports Mr. Mareski's confirmation and nomination to the Board of Fisheries. We've had the opportunity to observe him in his first two meetings, particularly a very contentious Area M meeting. That was his first meeting, and he handled himself with candor and ability. And we have found him to be very fair and balanced for among user groups, and really taking into account the dynamics of measuring and weighing and balancing the interests of resource conservation and economics as they apply to Alaska's fisheries. And for that reason, we can support his nomination and confirmation without reservation.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony. And we had Reuben Hawk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's
thank you. Well, your writing is about as good as mine. Thank you. Would you go ahead and introduce yourself?
We understand our logbook problem now.
And who you represent for the record.
My name is Reuben Hankey. I'm here representing myself today. My wife and I own a King Salmon sport fishing business on the banks of the Kenai River. I'm here today to support Reed Mareski for the Board of Fish. I've had the opportunity to work with Reed on several issues in the sport fishing industry over the years, including the task force that we had for sport fishing guides. And Reed's has a great ability to be able to work with people. Having been through two very contentious meetings here in the last couple of months, on the Board of Fish, sometimes it's hard to come out from behind that table because there's a lot of things going on, and sometimes new members are afraid to go out there and communicate with the public and hear what they have to say as we go through that process. He's done an excellent job at that, and he understands fisheries very well, and I think he's going to be an excellent member of the Board of Fish. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Heron.
Yes, thank you for your testimony, and I think that you've illustrated one of the what I would call a maybe not a major problem but a problem on both the fish board and the game board. Is there are times when board members in tough situations, it's in their best interest not to leave the chair because they get hammered unfairly when they're being lobbied, and it's something that's probably unavoidable, but it's still, to some, it is completely unfair during the process. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are there questions? Thank you very much for your testimony, Mr. Hankey. All right, is there anyone else in the room that would like to testify? Seeing none, we have on line Carl Johnstone. Are you there, Mr. Johnstone?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Would you identify yourself and who you're representing for the record, and then go ahead with your testimony?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Carl Johnstone. I'm not representing the Board of Fish, but I am the chairman of the Board of Fish. I'm representing myself. I've known Mr. Mirsky since he attended a AYK meeting in Fairbanks a little over 3 years ago. I was impressed with him then, and I remain impressed. He reads, studies, asks good questions, is accessible, he's knowledgeable of fisheries, and is keenly interested in the conservation aspects of the Board of Fish work. He got his indoctrination and proved his worth under fire at the Area M meeting and then recently at the statewide meeting. I think everybody recognizes how good he's going to be. It's clear that your committee, Mr. Chairman, is very aware that the state of Alaska, particularly the Department of Fish and Game and the Board of Fish, faces significant and serious challenges with our fisheries in the state of Alaska, particularly dealing with the decline of Chinook salmon. I believe that Mr. Mirsky has confirmed he will be part of the solution in dealing with these challenges. If there was a model for a fish board member, I think he would fit that model very well. I think it's an excellent choice by the governor, whom I support 100% at this time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Representative Heron.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Johnstone, the previous speaker testified, and that's what I wanted to bring up, the issue of when they're at eases or breaks is the intense, sometimes overzealous lobbying on board members. Is, in your experience, is there anything that we could do to create reasonable boundaries when it comes to that?
That's a very good question. We have a very transparent process, and we encourage as much public input from the beginning to the end as possible. As long as we have an opportunity when we get new information at the last minute to be able to digest that information and concern ourselves with the impacts of it, I think we can handle this lobbying. And I think as chairman, it's my responsibility to make sure we do have those opportunities. But that's a very good question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there further questions? Since we have you on the phone, Mr. Johnstone, I guess I know that you're aware of the Fisheries Committee attempting to reduce incidental or unintended mortality across all fisheries on stocks that we have a great concern about. And I just wanted to pass on that we hope that the Board of Fish in its endeavors will be looking at all those mortalities and how to make sure that we lower them as much as possible without impacting the users in the state of Alaska. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure that we pass that information to you since we've had several issues and we're probably having another one coming forward dealing with southeast trolling and mortalities there that was identified in public testimony at one of our previous meetings. So thank you for calling in and testifying and giving your endorsement. Is there anyone else online? See no one else online. There was no one else in the room. So we will close the public testimony on this nominee. Reed, would you come back up? Thank you. Are there any other questions for Mr. Mirsky? I guess I just had one, Mr. Mirsky, and that is that the question or the answer that you have a brother, I believe, that's engaged. What, I don't see what fishery that is.
He's a power troller in southeast at present.
Okay, thank you. And so as your nomination goes forward, I think it would be helpful to clarify, you know, what relatives there are that are involved in aspects of fisheries. And I think that was your question. So, Representative Price Thompson. So I just wanted to add that I appreciate your coming forward and putting your name forward. Is there further comments? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, The House Fisheries Committee has reviewed the qualifications of Reed Mariski for the Alaska Board of Fisheries and moves his name be forwarded to a joint session of the legislature for consideration.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Seeing none, we will forward your name. And just for clarity, we've reviewed your qualifications and we're forwarding it. There's nothing in the recommendation that says that any individual member will either support or oppose your nomination at that joint session. But we really appreciate you coming, and we appreciate you coming in person and participating in this confirmation hearing. And with that, it is 10:32, and the Fisheries Committee will be adjourned.